even more so if somebody tells you when you're in the meeting, this is my cousin, or I went to grade school with this person, or we worked together for 5 years at Oracle, right? Now they're their realtor. Even more, you need to edify how great they are at this business, right? So my line is always, wow, you grew up with Claire? Oh my gosh, Claire is a get it done kind of a girl. I know, they go, yeah, I know. I've gone to school with her since we were five. Yeah, but let me tell you, just on a side note, as a realtor, she's amazing. She doesn't let any detail get from underneath her. She gets the deals closed. I know you know her as a friend, but I have to tell you from my end of the table how good she is, right? And then it's even more important with people that they know personally in their genes and their hungover and their, you know, all that other states that they've been with these people. If they need to know as a professional, you're great. So obviously see them, have the happy hours, have the lunch and learns, but really get belly to belly. Have a coffee with people. I've made more money from my Starbucks coffees than any other activity ever, okay? Doesn't matter if you take them to P.F. Chang's and spend $60 on the lunch, or you take them to Starbucks and you spend $8. It's what happens in the meeting. Does that make sense? Okay. When do we remove them? We talked about that. For him, it's no lead in a year. For me, it's probably 6 months. What's interesting when you start tracking everything, I have some guys that only do 6 buyers in a year, but I get all 6. I love that person because their conversion is unbelievable, right? And I'll take the 6. And then I have some people that do 40 buyers and I get 12. And they generated 300 leads to do 40 and I got 12. But I'll take them both as long as I have fun working with them and they're on it. But after 4 or 5 months, if you're working and they're not converting to a lead, you remove them. Yes. The question is just reminding. Yeah, if they didn't, is it no leads and removed or no transactions and removed?
No leads. If they're not willing to just give me a lead, just give me an opportunity, then I get them off. I mean, there's one guy who's referred me probably 6 or 8 people in the last year, closed 0 of them. They just, for whatever reason, they hadn't closed. But at least he's got that in his head of real estate, Alan, real estate, Alan. And that's all I can ask for. Once I get that opportunity, then it's my job. I need to be a better closer.
You know how Shayla's having that edifying conversation with the person that referred there? Are you having one with your same referral sources? What are you saying about the people that refer you as a realtor from your clients, you know?
Yeah, very much so. When you hear about the triangle of trust, you definitely use, whether it's a financial planner, whether it's a divorce attorney, whomever it is, you definitely have to edify that person, because that breaks that barrier, that trust barrier, that even albeit a small one, it'll break that down in a heartbeat. Paul Steele is the best insurance guy in Nashville. He has been a dear friend of mine for so long, but I tell you what, on a completely business note, he is the best guy in town. I send all of my clients to Paul. So.
And same with the client, if they refer you guys. You just say, I'm so happy you're referred by the Jones. I can't tell you. I work with a lot of clients, and they are so fun. They're so sincere. They were pumped to get in their house. I mean, they had to close on their daughter's birthday. It was so important to them for them to close on their daughter's 7th birthday. And I can't tell you, I would have killed myself to make the deal close on her birthday, and we did it, and it was amazing. And now I'm so stoked to be working with their friends, because this business is fun when I get to work with people that we like and we get along with. And so if you're friends of the Joneses, you're a friend of mine.
Back there.
Quick question about when to remove people off the list. So you have somebody you were calling on, you have a great cough, they're like, oh my God, we connect fabulously. They send you a couple leads and then they go dormant. You know, you're calling them on Mondays like you're supposed to, but anytime they call you back, it seems more to complain about things than, oh, let's do some more things together. Is that someone that you just nix, or do you have a conversation of like, hey, what happened?
Yeah, so it's like interviewing, right? There's people out there that aren't going to be good employees, but they're great interviewers, right? So there's people that are just like that, and that's when you have to have that conversation of, hey, this is not working out anymore for me. It doesn't have to drag out a year. If you have that gut feeling that it went off with a bang and then it just died, trust your gut. Obey your gut. If your gut's telling you it's no good, it's no good. So just cut the tie there.
Okay, so for the happy hour, normally it's like top agents from last year, you know, when you close accounts or whatever. So if this year they're not sending you so many transactions, closed deals or whatever, do you still invite them to the happy hour or do you keep them for a year? What do you do with that?
Good question. So I work a funnel. I work on a Google Doc spreadsheet, okay, which is easy for the entire team to add stuff to because it's a shared live spreadsheet at all times, and I have tabs along the bottom, okay? So if you've been in the business a while, you've worked with a ton of people, okay? And I'm specifically talking about lenders with their realtor lists, okay? So I have a video log tab that probably has 150 people on it, right? These are people who have done deals with me that maybe referred me, but lukewarm, whatever the case is, plus all my top 40, all, you know, A's, B's, C's, D's, F's, Z's, they're all on that list, okay? Then, and not all the way, I mean, 150, I could have all 1,200, but I don't want to do that. It's the people I've worked with, right? Then I have my happy hour list, and all of a sudden I go from 150 down to about 90. So I have 90 people I'll invite to a happy hour, and I'll get like 10 people. But the point is they get an invitation all the time. I'm very careful about, if I don't even like them, but maybe they refer me every now and then, I still don't want them coming to my happy hour. I don't want to be, hey, like, I just don't do fake really well. So I don't want them coming. So I still make sure I like them, but I'll have 90 on a happy hour list, and then I have my top 40. So the list, it's a funnel, right? It just goes bigger and smaller, and that's kind of how I work it. When you build this list, if you haven't done it, here's what you do. You start with your top 40, okay? Then you copy and paste your top 40 onto the happy hour and add to that. Then you copy and paste your happy hour onto the video log, and you add to that. There was some pain there for me, so start there and work the opposite way.